Good afternoon, everyone. Here today is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, and Dr. Marie Adelot, VP of Medical Services and Chief Medical Officer. I'm going to start off with just a recap of the highlights of the last call, actions we have taken at Summit and Wolk Manor. And when I say Wolk Manor, just remember it includes the lodge. All meals are being delivered to residents' apartments. So there's no more congregate meals, no dining together as groups. Everybody's getting their meals delivered right to their rooms or apartments. Strongly encourage that all Summit at Brighton, that's the whole campus, Summit, Wolk, and the Lodge, residents do not leave the building except to go outside for a walk. Visitors are restricted, so we're encouraging FaceTiming and Zoom calls with family members. We have staff who are assisting residents with FaceTiming every single day, so that's in place. Group gatherings are limited to 8 people or less. Residents have been observing that pretty well lately. Even in smaller groups is even better, but 8 people or less. Small group engagement activities on resident floors, so we're bringing activities to the residents so they don't necessarily have to come out into common areas, and that's working out very well. All residents and staff temperatures are being checked daily for the Summit, and at Wolk Manor and the Lodge, we're checking temps twice a day. We continue to be fully staffed at both Summit and Wolk, and we've stopped moving in residents onto the SAB campus. So there's no more move-ins at the Summit, no more move-ins at Wolk or the Lodge. I'm going to turn it over to Marie.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you are staying safe and self-quarantining. I'm going to give a couple of general remarks, and then Susan and I will answer some of the questions that were submitted. I'm sure you're aware that we're seeing increasing numbers of COVID-19 cases in the community. We're now up in the 500s, and we do expect a peak of activity within the next 3 to 4 weeks. So we're in the acceleration phase. Currently, we have no active cases that we know of at the Wolk and Summit, although I expect this will change in the weeks ahead. And we have no staff cases. This may also change. We continue to follow the temperatures very closely, and Jewish Home Nursing and employee health staff is doing cultures for COVID on Wolk Lodge residents and Summit residents who are house calls patients if they do have a fever. If we're aware of other Summit residents that have a fever, we will do a COVID test on them as well, because we want to know as soon as possible if we have any of the illness on campus. Our turnaround from the lab at Strong is very good, so we usually know within a day what the results are. As Susan said before, we're making a major effort to prevent any problems with COVID-19, really restricting visitors and strongly recommending that residents self-quarantine and not leave the campus other than going out for a short walk. This protects the whole campus. Now we're going to answer a few of the questions that came in via email. One question was, what actions will you take if a case is discovered at the Summit or Wolk? We recommend that you stay in your apartment, consult your physician, and let Susan Bussey or Kathy McGann know. How your illness is managed will depend on what your needs are. If it's a mild case, you may be able to recover in your apartment, but most often you would need evaluation at the hospital and possibly a higher level of care. Also have a unit at the Jewish Home that is for COVID cases only. Right now we have no one in there, but we are reserving a space for people that are recovering from COVID, and that is a place where Wolk and Summit residents would have priority if they needed to come and recover. Other important things to think about at this time: for all residents, make sure you have a healthcare proxy filled out. This is something that names a person person to make decisions for you if you're unable to. The form is available online from New York State. It's simple to fill out, and it's just very important to look ahead for who you would want to make decisions for you if you became ill. We're also strongly suggesting that all residents discuss with their family their wishes regarding aggressiveness of care, such as ventilator use. This is a very serious illness for older adults, and it's good to talk about these things ahead of time rather than in the moment of crisis. Another question is, what are your protocols if someone at the lodge is suspected or to have the virus? As soon as a test is ordered, we request that staff wear full personal protective equipment, which includes masks, gloves, and gowns, as well as eye shield. And if a test were to come back positive on a resident at the lodge, the care of that resident would depend on what their needs were, whether they would need to be hospitalized or cared for at the lodge. But because of that unique population and the wandering, we would try to keep them away from other residents in their apartment, but we expect that there would be some wandering, and we would request all staff would use the personal protective equipment. We would also, if possible, put masks on other residents, but I think it's very unlikely that they would be accepting of that.
Another question from a family member. Can a family member bring their mom or dad to the family member's home until the lockdown is over? We highly discourage this for several reasons. We have no idea how long the situation will last. Once a resident leaves our campus to stay with their family, they cannot return directly to the Summit or Woke until this situation is over. The resident will be responsible for paying rent while they're off campus, and the family members must sign off on a document before taking the resident out, that they understand that the resident may not return to our campus until this pandemic event is over. And just keep in mind too that some residents have higher needs than you may be used to. So you may be responsible for 24/7 care for our residents if you're taking them home. So just consider that. And if you do decide this is something that you want to do, please contact myself, Susan Bussey, or Kathy McGann. What are you doing to help residents get some exercise was also asked as another question. Both Summit and Wolk have activity staff, and the activity staff have plenty of exercise each day for residents to participate in. We have exercise classes that are held in small groups. We have streaming on TV. We also go outside a little bit when it's nice. So like a day like today, we've had a few residents kind of sitting out on the front porch and coming back in. So they are getting plenty of exercise. Another question was, how are mail and packages deliveries handled? So we stopped having the mailmen, the postmen, come into the building, either Summit or Wolk, and they are dropping off the mail in the vestibule. The staff is taking the mail, and we're actually holding the mail for 3 days so that we can make sure that whatever could be on the envelopes are gone. And that's just a best practice that we've heard from other communities as well doing that. And also we're wiping down packages too. So hopefully the mail's super safe because we're taking those precautions. When staff are delivering food to residents, are they wearing PPEs? Another question. Staff are wearing masks and they're using hand sanitizer whenever they deliver to meals to resident apartments. Staff are not going into resident apartments at the Summit, but they will be going in. They are going into apartments at Wolk. Another question was, are Summit residents observing social distancing? Residents at both Summit and Wolk are doing a pretty good job of observing social distancing, but we're going to make it a little bit easier. And beginning today, we actually have tape on the floor, like you see, you might see at Wegmans or some of the other stores, that like measures out the distance that everyone should be. So if you're waiting in line for a question for a concierge, or you want to sit next to a friend but you don't really know how far away you are from them, we will have measurements on the floor. You'll see X's on the floor, so everyone is at a safe distance. And then finally, I have one more thing that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention, and that was a communication that went out to Summit residents yesterday. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands this as well as possible. So the communication said, and this is from Mike King, that residents who choose to leave the property must provide a doctor's note indicating they were seen by a physician upon returning to the Summit. So if the resident leaves for, you know, a social reason, to go to the store, to go to visit family members, when they come back, they will be self-quarantined for 14 days. And we will be posting the names of the residents who are on quarantine, so we're all aware. We feel that this is very important for our fellow residents, and we want everyone to stay healthy and safe. So if you have any questions about this communication, please let me know. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. And let's see, I think that's it for questions for today. We thank you for joining the call. And an audio recording of this call will be available soon on the JSL website, the COVID-19 communications. So thanks and have a good day.
Thanks, everyone.